Good morning, and welcome to the White Way radio broadcast of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Resident Minister Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and the members of our temple invite you to join us at temple services and activities. This morning's program is sponsored by the Morikubo family in memory of Michio and Michiko Morikubo. Our speaker is Reverend Joshin Kamuro of the Honpo Honganji Hilo Betsuing. Good morning, Reverend Kamuro.
Good morning, the White Way listener. I am Joshin Kamuro, Associate Minister at Honpo Honganji Hilo Betsuing. This morning, I'd like to share a story about Mrs. Riri Miyasato Horio, who was a member of Jikoen Honganji and well known for her Buddhist songs. She wrote many gathas such as Let It Begin With Me, I Say Namo Amida Butsu, In Harmony, and so on. I was sad when I read about Mrs. Horio's passing in the online obituary of the Star Advertiser recently. She passed away in Honolulu last month on October 17th at the age of 91. First, I would like to express my sincere condolences on the passing of Mrs. Riri Horio. I shall be sharing the nembutsu of gratitude for her life. Namo Amida Butsu. 10 years ago, I met her for the first time in Kyoto, Japan, when she attended the 14th World BWA Convention as a panelist and Shinran Shonin's 750th memorial service at Honganji in Kyoto in 2011, I had interviewed with her. I was so impressed by her story, so I'd like to share a story about her from that interview. She told me about her visitation to West Berlin, Germany in 1958. She met Reverend Harry Pieper, who was a German Jodo Shinshu follower, because she was asked to visit him by Bishop Chitoku Morikawa. She was teaching in Frankfurt, Germany at that time, from 1958 to 1959. She said to me as follows, "I was really afraid to go, because at that time, we had to cross Russian territory, and that time the relationship between Russia and America was very poor. And so the only way I can go was by night train. I could not take any camera with me. Then I met Mr. Harry Pieper at his office, and I had an interview with him. I asked him, 'You know, Mr. Pieper, most of the European Buddhists are not Mahayana Buddhists. They are mostly Hinayana Buddhists. What attracts you to Jodo Shinshu? Because it's very unusual.' And Mr. Pieper said, 'Well, when I met the Monshu, Kosho Otani, just watching the Monshu made me feel like I would like to follow this man.' Mr. Pieper was very impressed with the compassionate feeling that the Monshu showed. So he really started to get interested in Jodo Shinshu. And I told him, 'There aren't too many materials in German. So how do you study it?' And Mr. Pieper said, 'The Honganji International Center in Kyoto sent him English materials. And every night he spent hours and hours translating everything into German. And he and a few friends were meeting at his house and studying the teachings. I was very impressed with how much he was studying, even though he didn't have much material. I felt very ashamed of myself, because we grew up with all of the materials around us, and we weren't really putting in even half the time and energy that he was doing. On my way home on the train, I thought, How can we help this man? Mr. Pipa said the important things right now was money. And so when I went back to Hawaii, I talked to Bishop Morikawa, and we formed a small group of people. And my minister, Reverend Jikai Yamasato, was very supportive. He said, Oh, good, good. Why don't you call your group Tomonokai, Friendship Circle? And so we called ourselves the Friendship Circle. And I had a difficult time getting donations because at that time people didn't relate too much to Europe. But we managed to send them $50 a month. And at that time, in 1958, $50 a month was quite a bit. That was an experience that I will never forget, because he taught me that we are not really appreciating it enough. Where we have the religion right before us, and he has to study so hard just to learn more. I really respected him very much. That's my short experience of Mr. Hari Pipa. This story of Mrs. Lily Horio dates back 62 years ago. I was deeply impressed with this wonderful story about supporting German Jodo Shinshu followers from Hawaii. How compassionate Hawaiian Jodo Shinshu followers are. There is a stone inscription at Jikoen Honganji. The inscription of the stone monument reads as follows. Within the four seas, all men are brothers. Shikai Keitei in Japanese. It means that all Nembutsu practitioners all over the world are brothers and sisters. Mrs. Lily Horio and Hawaiian Jodo Shinshu followers put this Buddhist idea into practice. The Nembutsu teachings bring people together beyond race and borders. 2 weeks ago, I officiated a graveside funeral service at Veterans Cemetery No. 2 in Hiro on the Big Island. One of deceased family members was a Mormon from the mainland Washington, who also attended the funeral service. After I read the white ashes and shared my Dharma message, she came to me and asked me to send the white ashes and my message to her by email. It was the first time for her to hear the white ashes and the Jodo Shinshu message. During my talk, she listened to me with tears in her eyes. She was impressed with the service and the teaching of Jodo Shinshu. Now, white ashes still reaches people's hearts and remind us of Memento Mori, which means remember your death. Through meeting the Caucasian lady, who is a Mormon, I was able to realize how important it is to read the white ashes, Gobunsho, Hakkotsu no Sho, at a funeral service. The white ashes is a universal and timeless teaching for everyone, beyond race, borders, and religions. It still guides us to the way of Nembutsu. From this September, I became an instructor for the Jodo Shinshu Correspondence Course, which is offered by the Jodo Shinshu International Office in California. I have 3 students now, and one of them is a German who lives in Berlin. We learned about Renyo Shonin, the 8th abbot of Honganji, this month. And we deeply appreciated that Renyo Shonin wrote many letters, including the white ashes, to spread the Jodo Shinshu teaching among ordinary people in Japan. I won't forget about the words of the white ashes, There is no knowing whether I will die first or others, whether this will occur today or tomorrow. Thanks to Renyo Shonin and the Friendship Circle, Hawaiian Jodo Shinshu followers, the German student and I are able to learn together about the Jodo Shinshu teaching and walk the path of the Nembutsu in Hawaii and Germany now. Let us remember all Nembutsu practitioners all over the world are brothers and sisters. I would like to close my message by reading Shinran Shonin's words. Shinran Shonin said, "In that land of happiness, every single being is born transformed from the pure lotus of Amida Tathagata's perfect enlightenment, for they are the same in practicing the Nembutsu and follow no other way. This extends even to this world, so that all Nembutsu practicers within the four seas are brothers and sisters." Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Kamuro, for your talk this morning. To listen to today's broadcast and Reverend Kamuro's talk again, please click on Buddhist Teachings at our www.moili'ilihonganji.org website. Due to COVID-19 related restrictions, Sunday services at Mo'ili'ili are being held online until further notice. However, tomorrow, Sunday, November 28th, services are canceled because of cleanup. The following Sunday, December 5th, please view the premiere of the Hawaii Buddhist Council's virtual Bodhi Day service from 9:30 a.m. to 10:15 on the Hawaii Buddhist Council's YouTube channel. Speakers will be Hawaii Buddhist Council bishops and ministers who have taken the 1-minute Dharma Talk Challenge. Mo'ili'ili Honganji's Bodhi Day service will be held on Sunday, December 12. Visit our website at mo'ili'ilihonganji.org for the link to the 9 a.m. Zoom Bodhi Day service with guest speaker Irene Nakamoto. December 12th might also be our monthly remembrance service, wherein we remember loved ones whose memorial date falls within the month. Please call the temple office at 808-949-1659 to register. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsors, the Morikubo family, and our guest speaker, Reverend Joshin Kamuro. My name is Susan Morishige, and I have been your announcer technician this morning. Thank you for listening. Please join us again next week on The White Way when our speaker should be Charlene Kihara. Namo Amida Butsu.